In his determination to make diplomatic progress with Iran, President Obama said last night he would veto any new Iran sanctions from Congress, saying they will sabotage current talks and send an unwelcome mixed message. Today, House Speaker John Boehner sought to clarify that message by welcoming Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress early next month, a very direct raising of the stakes in this sanctions dispute.
I don't believe I'm poking anyone in the eye. There is a serious threat that exists in the world. And the president last night kind of papered over it.
How unusual is this? Daniel Levy is director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the European Council on Foreign Relations. He's formerly a negotiator under Israeli Prime Ministers Ehud Barak and Yitzhak Rabin.
When I heard the news, I have to say my initial reaction was almost like, no way, that's got to be a story in The Onion. It almost plays to the most outlandish caricature of the role of Israel in determining American policy and the tail wagging the dog. In some respects, it's astonishing.
Would Prime Minister Netanyahu gain something by doing this in the sense that it would raise his profile in advance of the elections?
When it comes to the Israeli prime minister, I think there's a real question to be asked as to how wise is it if you're an ally of America, like Israel, that relies on bipartisan support in the American system, do you really want to double down as Prime Minister Netanyahu, as the Israeli leader, on playing one side of the political aisle against the other, against the sitting president? So while Netanyahu, and remember we're in an election campaign in Israel, while Netanyahu can say, you see, I'm the great Israeli leader, look at all the standing ovations I'll get in Congress, while he can play that game at home, he will also be criticized for turning or allowing Israel to be turned into an American domestic political football to an unprecedented degree.
Although, is there a chance? And again, you're maybe not the best person to ask here, but it's anybody's guess. Can Netanyahu deliver the votes in Congress to override a presidential veto on an issue like sanctions against Iran?
The notion that at this delicate stage in an ongoing diplomatic move with Iran that could very much still deliver the goods or that could collapse, the notion that that collapse could be triggered by the Israeli prime minister convincing Congress to deliver a veto-proof majority, that's where we get into the substance, because that's a quite dramatic scenario to paint. It's possible. I think that if the Republicans are willing to play an ugly political game, and if the Israeli prime minister is willing to play an ugly political game, then it really behooves Senate Democrats to say, we are not part of this game. And by the way, they can align themselves with the opposition in Israel, who will say Netanyahu is doing the wrong thing. But if that is what causes the talks to collapse, if Netanyahu basically comes with a message of give war a chance, rather than the British Prime Minister's message of give peace a chance, or at least give the finger to diplomacy, I think this has terrible consequences for Israel, terrible consequences for America's national interests.
Speaking of substance, before we go, we haven't even mentioned, what do you think? Is Iran a nuclear threat?
There are certainly issues with an ongoing Iranian enrichment program that the international community is concerned about. And there is a process underway diplomatically to address those issues, which has made more progress now than ever. The degree of an inspections regime that the Iranians are accepting and are willing to accept more of in the future. Already in the interim agreement, the degree of limitations that Iran has undertaken vis-a-vis its nuclear program. The thing that most threatens now for this to escalate in a direction that is bad for non-proliferation and bad for global security would be congressional sanctions. Also, by the way, it would let Iran off the hook because Iran will turn around and say, you have violated the agreement, not us. We're off the hook.
Daniel Levy is director of the Middle East and North Africa program at the European Council on Foreign Relations, formerly a Middle East negotiator under Prime Ministers Ehud Barak and Yitzhak Rabin. Daniel Levy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.